Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick. It's been...
Hey, buddy.
It has been a while.
It feels like forever, which is the lyrics to an 80s song that I'm thinking of right now, but we don't need to get into that.
We can examine that at a later date
and time. So if you're a smart enough creature to have read the title of the episode before clicking on the episode to listen to it, then you will know that this is our finale. This is our final episode.
After 6 years and almost 200 episodes, we are saying goodbye and saying goodnight and putting our little baby to bed.
Oh, yeah. Read your bedtime story. That's what this is. This is the bedtime story. Yes. Before we put you to sleep.
Yes, this is a very bittersweet moment. I may cry tonight, if I'm honest.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been a little, you know, we've been talking about this for, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks in total.
Yeah, two, three.
And every once in a while, I think about it. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, we had this conversation. We had it a couple of times, you know, throughout the series. Yeah. And I think we even talked about it on the first episode. Is just, you know, there may come a time when our kids and our experience as parents and all that jazz, you know, will have come to a point where, okay, privacy for our kid is, or our children is a big issue. And it becomes more of an issue at some point. And it's all the all at the discretion of, you know, the parents, right? How much do you want to share and when? And then also, you know, what we were talking about before we clicked, you know, record, just being that there is more to us than being parents. There's other stuff we want to talk about. There's other topics that we want to hit.
Yeah.
And we did do that from time to time, you know, throughout the episodes, and it started to become more so that stuff than the kids.
Yeah, it got to a point where we weren't sharing about the kids and the kids' lives. And I mean, I think to a certain extent that's, yeah, we were a dad cast, but that was never like, yeah, it was a focus, but it wasn't always the focus. It was how were we, you know, as dads coping and dealing and growing and, you know, all the dumb shit that happens, you know, dealing with all the dumb shit that happens with the kids. And
it's a lot of dumb shit.
And we talked about a lot of dumb shit. We talked about shit a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably, you know, we'll always talk about shit a lot, but it's just, we're at that point where, you know, kids' privacy and wanting them to kind of grow up outside of this space seems fair. I mean, Sophia's 8, Maddie's 6, Emma's 6. You know, they're getting older, man. They're not the babies from when we fucking started, which is then natural, but it's really fucking weird.
They're so fucking big now, it's ridiculous.
I mean, just
like
thinking back to our first season, we never did seasons, but you know, when we the first month or two of recording, and we're in your house, and it was like third or fourth episode, something like that. And Sophia's there, and she's 2.5 years old, trying to talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting in your living room for another one, and there's Maddie and Emma in their little bouncers.
Yeah.
Like chubby fucking baby faces, man.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, oh, I gotta take the spelling test. Like, what? Like, just, it's wild. You know, that.
My kid's already better at math than I am. She's better at it. She just is. She's doing math. Just full on math.
Dude, I don't want to do math. I don't want to. Yeah, I hate it.
I'm terrible at it.
It's like I'm reading tonight study guide for a math test tomorrow, and I'm like, what's an array?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. How many Pokemon cards is Dilbert giving out? Like, like this is division? I'm like, all right. And it's third. I'm like, yeah, third grade, man.
It's craziness.
I'm like, can you just give him some freaking flashcards and just 7x7 go
or something? Like what happened to you know, not to sound like an old man because I'm really not, but what happened to going outside and playing with sticks? You know what? Go count those sticks. Go do that. You can learn algebra in middle school, okay?
Yeah, it's just. So, needless to say, we are beyond, even though we're talking about it right now. You know, and, it's always going to happen. But it's just, we want to step forward in our lives. Mm-hmm. And, not make fun of our kids anymore for being dicks.
No, there's still going to be that.
Oh, no, I just.
Occasionally.
Publicly.
Oh, publicly. Yeah, no, totally.
How's that little cough, apparently, because...
Yeah, you're all fecleped.
I was fine. No, I'm not.
Up until I started to press record.
No, I'm not.
Getting all weepy.
One thing I do want us to do...
Yes.
So it has been a long road. It has been 6 long years. Last mm-hmm. couple of years of not many shows, just because we didn't have the time or the matching schedules to do it. But we had a lot of fun people on the show, promoting the show, interested in the show.
And not just in a support role, but they are some of our best friends now. Yeah. Like people that we can always talk to. People that have always supported us and have turned to us for support at times and, more than happy to give whatever support we could and all that jazz. And a community of people that we've come to know and be a part of. And
a big, 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 huge pile of thanks, to all of you guys. Big shout out to Life of Dad.
Absolutely.
Tommy, Art, Ryan, and crew, Patrick. Who am I forgetting?
The other one.
Dan.
the fifth Beatle. I can never remember his name and I feel awful.
Yeah. Big shout out to those guys because they, when we started, were very influential in steering us in the right direction and hosting us and coming on and pushing us and having us on their shows. So without them, not a lot of people would know who we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, there's so many people involved with that. And also, I don't know about you, but I had a shit ton of fun on our live episodes that we did at
Philly Pod,
the Philadelphia Podcast Festival. Being there was such fun, and especially the last time we did it, I'm pretty sure the people who were there were holdovers from one show to the other, and they were just kind of sitting through ours, but everybody had a great time.
And both times we've gone, it wasn't our, what you would call, target audience. It's the very few parents in the audience. It was a test in a sense of are we good or do we know?
That too. Like it also turned into sort of a barometer of how we doing.
Yeah.
Analytics is nice, but being in front of a live audience of people is something entirely different. I'm incredibly thankful for that experience.
I wish we had done that more, but that regrets. Two other people I think we should definitely thank our wives, Sarah, and Carissa.
Thanks for popping out those chubby little monkeys.
Well, and supporting the show and what we were doing, and putting up with our nonsensical recording times, and you know, I gotta go meet Ben at Shorty Sunflower Cafe to record Sunday morning. Yeah. Have fun with the kids.
Yeah, sorry, we have to go to the Pottstown Diner at 11:30 at night with a video camera so we can record Ask a Dad.
Oh my god. Are you guys doing a podcast? Yeah, so can you shut the fuck up, please?
What you guys doing over here?
My god.
Oh, you know, we're just dead in the middle of recording an episode, and I was mid-thought. How about you? What are you up to?
I think it was like the second episode of Ask a Dad, and we're sitting in the diner, and the waitress just pops up behind us, and she's like, "You guys don't like Mystery Science? Blah 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 blah. 2500." And I was like, "Where did you come from?
What is this even?"
How much have you been drinking on the job?
Yeah, exactly. Well, for that place, probably a lot. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to the wives. Shout out to the kiddos. Because I know eventually they're going to hear this stuff. Maybe not listen to all of the things that we've recorded. Because, you know, there's probably too many. And they'll immediately get bored halfway through the first one. You know.
Oh, no, they've listened to the live ones.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
sure.
In the car, because I'm like, I want to listen.
Yeah. is that your Throwback Thursday playlist? It's just our podcast episodes from 2014.
I have driven, like, not long after we got the recording from the first Philly Podcast Festival, and I was like, I wanted to hear, you know, the quality of the sound and how good the show went, and so I'm like, I'm like completely forgetting the content and how many times I said fuck while talking about my kids saying fuck, and they're just like in the back seat, just like eyes bugging, and I'm like, you've heard me say it, shut up.
Yeah,
I do have a
silly goose.
I do have a quick addition to the files of times my kids have said fuck that this would be a good time for me to add.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you got to get them in while you know, while we're doing this
in the next 17 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have been to my house, and you know that I am located close to a traffic circle. So my driveway,
that's for
and
sure.
My neighbor across the street's driveway are the turnaround driveways for people who go down the wrong street off the circle. So
it's a good driveway.
Yeah, it's not a great street to back out onto. Which is, people are dumb. So, I just get home in the summer with the girls, picking them up from camp. And I look across the street and someone's pulled into my neighbor's driveway. Normally, they're patient, back out, go back up to the circle. No, this person decides to just pull in the driveway, bang a hard left through their side yard, and just like,
Jesus.
Like, full, like, not like just the side of the yard. I mean, just like turf, like middle of the yard, right on.
That's insane.
And I'm saying, I was like, that person just drove across their yard. And Maddie goes, that's because she's a fucking bitch. But she said it like,
that's perfect.
The context, but she's like, she said it real, real like slyly. She's like, that's because she's a fucking bitch. I was like, what? And I was like, did you say what I think you just said? And she's like, I don't want you to, but I need you to repeat yourself.
Yeah.
It's because she's a fucking bitch. She's like, I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, where did you hear that? The older kids at camp said it. I'm like, of course.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Yeah. Oh, my favorite is when, you know, no particular specifics at this time, but Emma will do something or she'll say something, act in a particular way that's, shall we say, new.
Mm.
And I'm like, hey, and I'm being positive about it, you know. Like, hey, where'd you learn that? And her immediate answer is, I don't know. And she'll just walk away. And in my mind, I'm like, you tell me. Tell me who did it.
Ain't gonna tell but, you nothing.
Yeah, God. Exactly. Yeah, I love that song, by the way. Don't you start.
Oh, don't you dude, start. I literally forgot what song I was singing. That I was singing Old Town Road, yes. I was like, what song is this?
Nice.
And I hate that song.
I'd also like to give a shout out to
Billy Ray Cyrus.
The classics. Billy Ray Cyrus, Jesus. I'd like to give a shout out to Jeremiah Trotter for giving my boy here the nastiest stink eye ever caught on camera. And I have to go back and find that picture because it's perfect.
Man.
It's perfect. It's so good because you have the goofiest fucking smile on your face because you're ready for the picture.
Yeah, I was.
But, you know, you're a little
I'm
man.
I'm just standing there, you know, arms crossed with in the Trot jersey, just like super excited. And then he's just like, who's this little bitch standing next to me? You just asked me a bunch of dumbass questions.
Yeah,
that you're never gonna use the audio for.
You know, I feel like if we ever come out with a box set of you know, Poppin' Bottles Dadcast stuff, that will be included.
I don't even know where the audio
is. It's somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's on one of my old phones. I couldn't tell you.
I don't remember if you recorded it or if I did.
I thought we both did.
It's possible.
But I hope it wasn't on my iPhone 6S because I traded that bitch in.
Yeah, I definitely have a different phone now than when
it
all happened.
But let's see. Who else? Let's see. Jeremiah Trotter. I guess I should say Jesus, just in case. Oh, close to Jesus, not as in physically or emotionally.
Jeff Bogle?
Exactly. it's like you're in my head.
Is that what you're going to say?
It's exactly who I was going to say. Exactly. Because I look over to my you know, I'm sort of floating on my office chair right now. And I spin my office chair to the left, and I see our clock. Happy first podcasting anniversary, October 2014, live from Shorty's Sunflower Cafe, Pottstown, PA, with our logo on it from the time. A gift from Jeff Bogle.
I believe that's the only podcast gift we ever received.
Ever, yeah. But, you know, that's fair. That's fair, I think.
And I'm good with it. It's only fitting, one, that you're looking at it. Two, that he gave us a clock because time has run out on the show.
It did stop a while ago, I will say.
Probably about the time that we like stopped recording most.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. How long does a Duracell battery last?
Approximately 4.5 years.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah, that was when we had Jeff on the show.
Yeah, again.
Yes,
I think that was like the third time.
Yeah, Jeff was on many times. He was on when we did our live episode at Iron Hill when we did the Mahalo Apollo tasting.
You
got all that free food and beer. It was awesome.
Oh my, there was so much. It was amazing. Shout out to Steph Anderson for setting that up. I forgot about that. That was an awesome
we
day.
Did that. We did an Ask a Dad episode on the Mahalo Apollo.
Yeah.
While holding the Mahalo Apollo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
Last one that I can think of anyway. So we got, you know, Life of Dad crew, Jeff Bogle. but also the crew at Dad 2.0. Yes. For not only having me out to San Francisco to talk about podcasting stuff, and then our trip down to D.C., where we got a Kia and picked up a
speeding ticket.
picked up a speeding ticket. And, you know, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, you're going to say picked up Vic.
Yeah, we picked up Vic from the airport, and we went down to D.C. For Dad 2.0 that year. That was amazing. That was a great trip. But also, not just thanks to them for the stuff they did for us, but also the stuff that they continue to do for Dads Everywhere, and working with big brands to make sure that they're, you know, focusing on the dad aspect as well, and just parenting stuff in general.
Yeah,
you know,
Mr. Doug French and John Pacini. I never remember how to say John's name.
Pacini.
It's Pacini. It Pacini. I can't yeah. talk. I apologize, John.
I don't know.
I'm not even drunk.
I know, right? It truly is a momentous show. You're not drunk for this.
We should have been popping bottles for our final show.
We should have been. We should have gotten out the. Not the rosé, but the champagne. Yes. Should pop champagne.
I mean, truth be told, we did want to do this in person, so yes. We could have a little video. But you know, it's not like we're never going to see each other, and we'll definitely be putting stuff up. Or, you know, randomly. We'll still pop up
from time. Still gonna you know, put stuff on the Instagram every once in a while. Maybe, you know, that sort of thing.
Remind you. Of our of our pretty bearded faces,
and like, hey guys,
bald heads.
What's happening? Remember us?
remember when Ben shaved my head and I grew into this face?
Yeah, I mean, it still looks great, and I'm sure it's way more entertaining every time you get mad and Sarah can see the veins popping out of your skull.
Yeah, right. It's great. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, man. So, as we wind down, we do have some fun news.
I almost did a spit take, but then I realized we're recording audio.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. We do have some fun news.
We do have some fun
news. And that is, you're not getting rid of us.
Never.
Because while this show is going away,
indeed,
a new one is going to rise like a phoenix.
R.I.P. the old show.
Without children.
Nope.
Where we talk about anything and everything.
Whatever the fuck we feel like.
Honestly, that's probably going to be the name of the first episode. But the name of this show is going to be, I will let you do the honors. Let me give you a little drum roll. Oh, I just motorboated.
Why are you motorboating?
My mouth drum roll.
Why are you motorboating the drum roll?
My mouth drum roll is similar to a motorboat. I don't know. Anyway.
So the official show title being The Blank Show. And
so creative.
It's exactly that. I know. It came to me in an apostrophe. I'm an epiphany. It's a joke.
Yes.
It's a Mel Brooks joke. People will get it. But yeah, no, we're going to start a new show called The Blank Show. It's going to be a podcast. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on all the fun, social medias and all that jazz.
Just like we are now.
Just like we are now. Except we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want. And we don't know what we're going to talk about from episode to episode. So what we're going to do is we're going to either get together or we're going to get on this fancy little program here.
Squadcast.
So that we can record. And we will hit record and we will do an episode. And then the title of the episode will come later. That'll come after. We're going to talk about whatever it is on our minds that day or that week. Or if there's, a hot news item.
The world blows up episode.
Exactly. So while we are saddened to no longer be doing the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast, because it is, you know, our baby. It is the thing that I would say it's the thing that brought us together as yes. friends, and brought us together as friends with other people, and connecting with both dads and moms that are just some of the coolest people on earth, and spawning off into different opportunities away from the podcast as well. Stuff that we've been able to do through our full-time jobs, or just simply branching off onto our own things, but still in the online space. You know, God, it's just been amazing. But with all of the things that we have learned and all the, you know, awesome people that we know who we love to podcast with and or just have conversations with and talk about things that are either generally important to us, or more importantly than those two things, entertaining and fun. That's, you know,
that's bottom line.
Just having a blast with a couple of microphones set up.
Yeah.
That is what we have to look forward to. That is what you guys have to look forward to. I don't even know what to say about it aside from it's coming soon.
We'll have some guests at some point. You know, just like we did with this. So it's a new journey. It's going to be a fun journey. It's going to be an exciting journey. There's a giant fucking spider, wolf spider on my carpet right now. I'm not even kidding. I'm just staring at it and it's going to eat me. So that's fun.
We better record episode one of the blank show real quick after we're done this.
I'm gonna smash
one and only.
I'm going to smash it with a dumbbell that's right next to it.
Just don't throw the dumbbell through a window or anything like that. Just, you know, and don't wake up the kids. Yeah, they're sleeping.
I'm in the basement, so it's okay. I'm just trying to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, don't die. I can't have you die.
Oh, it's moving. Hang on, can you
okay. We can edit it out later.
All right, hang on. You keep talking.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking fast.
So the plan is, while Nick goes and kills a spider, the plan is right now, you are probably hearing this, if you're listening to this, the day that this episode drops, it is September 30th. And the day after today is October 1st. So today you are listening to the finale of the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. And tomorrow, ideally, you will be listening to episode one of The Blank Show. And again, it's going to be us hanging out, talking about things that we love. You know, if this was an episode of The Blank Show, it would be called The Spider Show. Because that is the topic of conversation right now, is Nick killing
things. I really hope you heard all of me in the background.
There were a couple of slapping noises.
He's dead.
And God, this is... And you know what? This is also... Yeah, I'm not going to edit this. Because this is the perfect end to the ramshackle nonsense.
Oh my God.
That has gone on in 6 years of podcasting. I think
it was like fucking bigger than a 50 cent piece, man. He got shot 9 times. Now he walks with a
limp. By the way, you're super old. You know what a 50 cent piece, if you just casually know how big that is.
Super old. I was a child once.
So, I was just telling the lovely audience that this episode is dropping on the 30th of September, the last day of September, and then October 1st, I think the 30th of September is the last day of September.
Yes.
And then October 1st is when episode one of The Blank Show will be available.
Yes. And we will...
Yes.
We will share the new show on this site, on our socials, just as a way to say, hey, check out the new show.
We're over here now.
Follow the line to here.
Yep. Hey guys, hey, if the line forms to the left and we're walking.
We have to end this on utter nonsense.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
Moo. Get it?
I do.
I mooed because it's utter nonsense. Oh god. I slipped in a dad joke.
You definitely did.
It's just natural.
We are all right. We hope that our loyal audience, who we have not been here for the last couple years, we hope you'll follow us along. Yes. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely.
For listening, for watching, for reading, and putting up with our bullshit for six long years. We love you.
We love you guys. It's on to bigger and better things. We hope better anyway. There's only one way to find out, and that's to listen to The Blank Show coming soon on iTunes and probably Stitcher. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah.
Until then,
we will see you guys out there.
We love you. Be good. Be good to each other. Good night.
Pop a bottle. Pop a bottle's dad cast out.